Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Boland.
Joining me via phone today is Congressman Jeff Fortenberry of Lincoln, Nebraska. Well, we conclude the week, Congressman Fortenberry. I've enjoyed the conversation as we've talked about advancing the culture of life. This is about protecting innocent life, but it's also affirming women and giving women options. And it's affirming science, what science tells us. Today, I want to close and get your feedback on the recent decision by the U.S. Supreme Court on Little Sisters of the Poor. What are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, Karen, thank you for your leadership and for the good work of the Nebraska Family Alliance. A number of years ago, I called someone named Mother Lorraine. She was the head of the Little Sisters of the Poor. This is a group, a Catholic religious order, who dedicates their lives to helping the elderly in need. That's all they do. They're not into politics. They're not into public policy. They just help the poorest of the poor. The government comes along and mandates that in their health care plans and in their facilities for their employees, they have to provide payment for drugs and procedures that would violate their conscience, including abortifacient drugs. When I called Mother Lorraine, and again, this is early on when this was first being mandated under the Affordable Care Act, she said, "It's my conscience, you know," with fervor in her voice. What the Supreme Court has done now twice, in the first case I actually sat in on, and as I recall, I asked Justice Scalia directly if I could have a seat in the chamber as they considered this case. But they've affirmed this right to what I call the sacred space of conscience, that people acting in good faith, who are actually doing what the government wants, helping people who are in need in health care, they can't impose upon an ideology that would be in direct conflict with this particular religious order's deeply held reason beliefs. And so I do think it was an important ruling. It reaffirmed something the court had done earlier but left a bit open.
Thank you, Congressman Fortenberry, for being a champion for life. God bless you, and I continue to ask our listeners to be in prayer for both you and your family. Thank you once again, Congressman Fortenberry.
Thank you so much, Karen.